In the past couple of years, much of what we've heard about Belgrade has come from the war crimes trials. It's about what went on in the Balkans several years ago, about the old regime of Slobodan Milosevic. We thought we'd get a sense of what life is like in Belgrade now, so we've called upon a man we've talked with many times over the years, Aleksa Gilas. He's a historian and a political commentator in Belgrade.
You know, Serbs are sort of bouncy, optimistic people, even sometimes too optimistic. But I think this is one of the periods in their history where there isn't very much optimism around. I think a lot of the main problem, of course, is the economy, because people were expecting that after the fall of Milosevic in the autumn of 2000, there will not only be a kind of democratic recovery and building of democratic institutions and simply less fear and anxiety in the society, but that also economy would recover. But the process is very slow. Indeed, there are those who claim that people are poorer now than they were under Milosevic.
Well, is there some impact of, say, European aid to Yugoslavia since the end of the war?
It is definitely better to have that aid than not to have it, if I may be so simplistic. But the truth is that the aid is very small and much less than people expected.
Well, does one get the sense, or do you get the sense every day in Belgrade, that you are definitely living in a different era right now from the Milosevic era, that there is real discontinuity and that was war and this, for whatever its faults, is peace?
Yes, absolutely. And that is the main gain of the whole democratic revolution of the autumn of 2000. And, you know, this is the very positive side. You see, as far as Serbian politics are concerned, Milosevic was less of a dictator than many people in the West perceived him, because, you know, there were political parties. There was press which was very critical of Milosevic. And ultimately, you know, he lost elections and gave up power. So it would be wrong to describe him as a full-dressed dictator as far as Serbs are concerned. Nevertheless, he did use repressive measures, right, towards the media in particular, also towards political parties. And we don't have that anymore. And then also there was a sense under Milosevic that we are a kind of paria nation, that we are isolated in Europe. And there was a strong feeling that we will never somehow reestablish normal relations as long as Milosevic is in power. And that disappeared. So in that sense, there is no fear of bombing, there is no fear of sanctions, there is no fear of new war, of kind of violent conflicts. So there is a sense of improvement. At the same time, you know, the democratic reforms, the kind of high standards of the rule of law, economic recovery, this all has not been achieved.
Mm-hmm. Do people in Belgrade look to the example of any other, say, East European country that's in the course of transition and say, we're following that example, we're going to be like the Poles or try to do what the Czechs or the Slovaks did?
Well, there isn't one particular country, but Poland, Czech Republic, Hungary, they are sometimes mentioned. And then this is this main argument of the economists in the government who say, you know, we have to swallow the bitter pill and it's necessary for things to get worse before they get better and so on and so on. Somehow people are becoming more and more aware that it all depends on us and that we don't have a very strong cards in our hands and that economic recovery will be very, very slow.
Aleksa, good to talk with you once again.
Thank you.
Historian and political commentator Aleksa Gilas talking with us from Belgrade in Serbia.